So there's this nurse practitioner, and she recently shared her top skincare tips for looking amazing at each decade. Because I don't know if this is the same for you guys, but I walk into like the skincare section in Sephora and I'm totally overwhelmed. I feel like there's a million different ingredients. You don't know what you need for what reason. You don't know what you're supposed to prevent and what you're supposed to fix. It can be very overwhelming for women, especially out there.
My daughter had something on her list from Sephora last Christmas, and I was overwhelmed with the prices.
That too. Okay, so
I don't think it's not as much a guy thing. I don't think moisturizing is big now with guys and stuff, but skin treatments, I don't think much men, but it's a huge thing for women.
Yeah, absolutely. So this practitioner says she's breaking it down for every decade and what we should be doing.
Okay.
So tell me if this makes it, this doesn't make any sense.
I'm in my upper 20s, so let's start in the
20s. Okay, so in your 20s, the most common issue at this age is acne, but the underlying danger is sun damage. So they're saying, even in your 20s, stay out of the sun, start wearing sunscreen. It's vital, and you should get hydrating facials and peels and LED light treatments. Okay, in your 20s. But see, in your 20s, when your skin, you're pretty perfect. Like, things are still pretty perfect then. Mm-hmm. Okay, and those are expensive also. Anyway, moving on to your 30s, the effects of sun damage, they say, starts to show in the form of expression lines and age spots. So they're saying that you should take IV vitamin drops to boost your energy levels and boost the elasticity in your skin.
That's if you're in your 30s.
Yeah, those are IVs. When you put a needle in your arm and they put vitamin C serum, they say, should be used in your 30s as well. In your 40s, they say that's when women generally are less afraid to use technology, and they say derma fillers, which just sounds scary to me, but they say it's a good time for derma fillers and that the effect is subtle rather than completely changing how you look like a Kardashian, okay? So just like subtle little tweaks. And in your 50s and beyond, they say to protect the skin at this age, you want to use retinoids, peptoids, or glycolic acid, which are all collagen boosters. Wow. And it's also a good time to try derma fillers. Do you see how confusing it is out there?
It's a lot of work for good skin.
It is a lot of work for great skin.
What do you do now, Nikki, to...
I have like a whole regimen that I use at night of products from Dermalogica. So I honestly, within the past few years, started taking my skin seriously and started using like sunscreen all of the time. Mm-hmm.
So how many products would you say are in the regimen?
I don't want to say.
How many steps are involved?
I'm sound like, I don't know. Like maybe like 12.
What?
One night you use one product, the next night you use another product. Yeah. It's drama.
You know what? I think you should stay out of the sun. And I don't think you should go to Antigua. I'm just saying.
That's an anti-serum for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? And that just opened up an extra room for me. That's all I'm saying. All right. And wear sunscreen, of course. It's 7:13 on the beat, 92.5.